Congress plans to vote on a long-stalled airline security bill today. After weeks of deadlock, House and Senate negotiators resolved a major sticking point and agreed to make airport screeners federal workers. The wide-ranging air security legislation comes more than 2 months after the September 11th terrorist hijackings. It's a cornerstone of President Bush's homeland security effort. Former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge runs that new White House Office of Homeland Security, and he joins me now. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Bob. Nice to join you.
The airport security compromise is not what President Bush sought. He opposed federalizing workers. Why has he decided to sign this?
Well, I think the president said from the outset that his first preference was to make sure that we had the federal government setting standards for training and competency, identifying the areas that needed to be made more secure around the airports, and whether the employees got their paychecks from the federal government or from a private company was secondary to the issue of federalizing a secure area and making sure that there were competent people doing a better job. And I think at the end, as the legislative and executive branches work together, as we do in America, particularly during times of crisis, we've ended up with a terrific solution to a national priority. And so you take this airport security measure and you include the president's commitment to providing federal air marshals on some of the flights, and you talk about the dollars that Congress and the executive and the president agreed to harden the cabins for the cockpit crews. We've taken this tragedy of September 11th and spurned and promoted a great response, making our airports and our airplanes far more secure than they've ever been.
But the plan lets airports opt out of using federal workers, some after just a year. Doesn't that eventually continue the current fragmented approach to airport security that we have now?
I think the discussion about airport security centered around, at least a lot of the public discussion has centered around, as your question does, as to who is responsible for writing the check for the employees. And first of all, it's like a three-year phase-in, and then airports, depending on their experience, can make a decision. But the bottom line is that heretofore, the federal government had not been involved in identifying areas and the secure zone in airports. The federal government had not set standards, training standards and competency standards for the men and women who are responsible for aviation security. And I think the bottom line is that the people who go through the gates, who travel on airports, are more concerned about the quality of, and the professionalism of those responsible for security. They're more concerned about that than they are where these individuals get their paychecks.
Well, indeed, about the quality of those people. The busy Thanksgiving travel season is coming, and what should Americans make of the continued reports of airport security breaches?
Well, I think America should very much appreciate and take satisfaction in that the airlines and the communities and authorities that run the airports and the governors in the 50 respective states have all stepped up and enhanced the security significantly since September 11th. It's an ongoing process. I know that the governors across this country have deployed not only National Guard, but many have included state police, others have included the local police. And as I said before, the combination of enhanced security provided by the Guard and by the state police in many instances, the hardening of the cockpits, the inclusion of federal air marshals, this appropriate compromise in Congress to provide quality screeners, professional screeners at the airports. I think people can be assured that every day the security of their aircraft and the security of the airports gets better and better.
How many air marshals?
Well, that is a discussion that we've got that is pending. Literally, one of the things that I take great comfort in is after September 11th, I think every able-bodied individual on an airplane will become an air marshal, whether they're sworn in that capacity or not. There's this heightened sense of awareness and concern and feeling of mutual support, but there'll literally be thousands of air marshals on airplanes as we go forward.
You have to be very frustrated. You haven't found the culprit in the anthrax attacks.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
So you have to be very frustrated. You haven't found the culprit.
Yes, it is. And particularly frustrating because of the intense investigation that has gone on through FBI, Department of Justice. You've got, again, state and local law enforcement personnel, literally thousands and thousands of people working vigorously every day to identify the individual. It is frustrating. The good thing that we've learned through this crisis, however, is that anthrax can be treated if identified early enough, and that it is not contagious. And as we continue to wrestle with a few remaining potential cases of anthrax, and literally wrestle with thousands and thousands of hoaxes, I mean, I'm hopeful that in the very near future, some of the individuals that have been apprehended around the country for trying to that have tied up our justice system, have tied up investigators, have tied up laboratories with their hoaxes are imprisoned. And there's no humor, there's nothing funny about this, and literally we got law enforcement officials and public health officials and everybody scrambling around the country to respond to hoaxes, and I hope that we can bring some of these people to justice soon.
Do you know any more about the source of the anthrax that killed the woman who worked at the hospital in New York?
We do not. The FBI has profiled and has turned some of its investigation to a potential domestic source, but we do know we haven't excluded any possibility, but right now part of the focus has to do with the potential domestic source.
Do you think the anthrax scare is over?
Hopefully, prayerfully, but unfortunately there are no guarantees in this. We've seen the havoc that it causes, and the havoc that the anthrax caused, in addition to the extraordinary challenge that law enforcement and public health has endured because of the number of hoaxes that have been perpetrated on communities and individuals around this country, has really pressured everybody in the system. But I'm confident that one of these days we'll apprehend those responsible, but at the same time we've learned some lessons with regard to how we deal with this crisis in our public health community. So to that extent, again, every day, the more we learn, the better and stronger we get.
Governor, thank you very much.
Nice talking with you, Robert.
Former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge is Director of the Office of Homeland Security.